five letters, head of city government.
Dad! Dad! I just saw something on TV!
Just a minute, Willie. It's me! I-T-S-M-E.
Dad, they just said on TV that Mrs. Dink's running against you for mayor.
Huh? Oh, don't worry, son. It's just another one of those election things. They have them every once in a while. Bunch of hoopla for a couple of weeks, and then at the end, I'm still the mayor. But you'll know how it is once you're mayor. You do have political aspirations, don't you, my boy?
Huh? Ask for what?
You know, running for office.
Oh, yeah, sure. I even just got nominated for something at school.
That's great. President?
No.
Vice President?
Uh-uh.
Treasurer?
Oh, yeah, that's it. The class treasurer.
Treasurer. Well, that's a start. Your first foray into the political arena. I know. I'll put my election committee behind you. We'll take your opponent by storm. You know, I feel kind of sorry for the loser who's running against... By the way, who is running against you?
Doug. Oh, yeah. It's Doug. Doug Funny.
That's me. Hey. Wow, class treasurer. Who'd have thought that when Billy Gunther moved away, I'd be nominated to replace him? Oh, man!
Hey! Ooh, I hate this stupid machine. It never works.
Help! Class treasurer! The machine ate our money!
Did I hear someone say, class treasurer?
He's here! He's here!
Treasurer, thank you.
Think nothing of it, classmates. It's all in a day's work.
He's the best class treasurer there ever was.
Oh, what a dreamboat.
Since this was the first time I was ever nominated for anything, my campaign manager and I decided to take it pretty seriously.
Doug can count, so count on Doug for treasurer. How's that?
That's great, Skeet.
We've got about 1, 2, 3, 4, about 10 posters here.
Do you think we're overdoing it?
Well, maybe, but we don't have to put all of them up. We'll see how many Willie's got, and then we can just even it out.
Fellow students,
I would just like to conclude with this thought. If I'm elected treasurer, I will be the treasurer, I guess.
Yes, a vote for Willie White is a vote for the mayor's son. Vote for him. And now, please help yourself to cake and ice cream at our Vote for Willie campaign bus.
What's going on?
Didn't you hear? Willie's dad is helping him with his campaign.
He wants to get his son off on the right foot for his political future.
But... Oh, man.
I understand your son's campaign is important, Mayor, but the citizens of Bluffington are wondering about your own campaign against Tippy Dink.
Tippy Dink? Tippy Dink who is what I say. I've got more important things to worry about. Here. Have a vote for Willie Button. He's my son.
Tippy Dink who, indeed. We went out to find the answer to that question.
Who am I? Well, I've served on city council for years. And in all that time, the mayor has paid no attention to the council's efforts to improve our streets and highways.
The mayor had this to say in response.
Fix our streets and highways? That's not my job. My job's to sit in that big old chair and be the mayor. By the way, did I tell you my son's running for class treasurer?
Man, Willie's getting all these plugs on TV.
Yeah, maybe I should just throw in the towel.
What? But why, Doug?
What about everything you stand for?
Everything I stand for? I'm just running for class treasurer. It's not like I'm running for mayor or something.
Stop the presses! Our problems are over! I've got flyers and posters and bumper stickers. The works!
Yeah! All right, way to go!
Vote for Dan Freebird. Who's Dan Freebird?
My uncle. He ran for city treasurer last year and lost, but they were free. And look, he's got the same initials as you.
The next day, I went to school with all intentions of telling Willie I was pulling out of the race. But before I could...
Attention all students! Before I make the lunch announcements, I would like all of you to stay tuned for the following paid political announcement.
When you think of your class treasurer, don't you want someone you can trust? One of your candidates may have stolen money from his classmates. Willie White loves this school and has never been caught stealing. One of your candidates may have cheated on his math tests. Willie White believes mathematics is very important. Vote Willie White, class treasurer, a candidate you can trust.
Paid for by the committee to elect Willie White.
Vote for me, the honest guy.
Willie, I never stole or cheated in my life.
I never said you did.
But that commercial, you showed my picture when you said all that stuff and...
Now, mudslinging isn't going to get you anywhere.
He's right, Doug.
Let's hear what Willie has to say.
But I didn't...
Vote for Willie.
You got him. Run with it, son.
If I'm elected class treasurer, my first act in office will be to, oh, yeah! Lower the candy machine prices by a nickel! And on top of that, I'll lower soda prices by a dime!
Well, if I'm elected class treasurer, candy and soda will be free!
Tell you, this proves once again that it really isn't over till the fat lady sings, and this lady is singing victory for Doug Funny. In the biggest upset in political history, Funny has turned the tides with one brilliant maneuver. Free candy and soda, a phrase for a new generation.
Excuse me, sir. Sign here, please.
An autograph? Why, of course. Who's it for?
Poopsie Cola and Candy Company. It's your bill.
Know you could get us free candy and soda. Cool.
Well, that's just it, Skeeter. I can't. I don't have the money to...
Way to go, Doug.
Free candy and soda? Wow. You got my vote, Doug.
No, he doesn't. Come on.
It was awful. I couldn't think about anything but my stupid campaign promise for the rest of the day. What was I gonna do? They weren't listening to me. I had to tell them something they wanted to hear.
Well, Douglas, if you want to promise your classmates something, make sure it's a promise you can keep.
Well, like what?
Well, in my campaign for mayor, I promised to improve our city streets, and I will.
But I can't promise anything like that. I'm just running for treasurer.
Sounds to me like you ought to figure out just what a class treasurer does.
Mrs. Dink was right. I couldn't just go around making promises I couldn't keep. So the next day at school... fellow students, I know some of you may have heard that yesterday I promised you free candy and soda. Yeah! Well, the truth of the matter is... I lied. I can't give you that. I did it because I was so desperate to win your votes. It was an empty promise and I was wrong to make it.
It's in the bag, Willie.
Well, what I can promise you is this. If I am elected, I'll have the candy and soda machines fixed. And if they still eat your money, just come to me.
and I'll make sure the Treasury gives you a refund. If I'm elected, I'll do all I can to serve the office honestly and faithfully, and that's a promise I can keep. Thank you.
Yay!
So the speech didn't go over as big as I'd hoped. That night, we all waited for the results of the election.
In local news, the city of Bluffington has a new mayor, Ms. Tipping Dale Dink.
Yay!
All right,
way to go, Mrs. Dink!
Way to go!
A landslide victory in what was once considered a one-sided race. Mayor White's supporters alleged his defeat was due to the amount of time he spent on his son's campaign for Bluffington school treasurer. Unfortunately for the mayor, his son Willie was also defeated in a stunning upset by businessman Dan Freebird. You may remember Freebird from his unsuccessful bid for city treasurer last year.
Huh? Boy, won't Uncle Dan be surprised!